This is Tad Bilchner with a special edition of Straight Talk with Tad Bilchner, which is me, and I'm going to give it to you straight, which is why I call it Straight Talk with me, Tad Bilchner. You get the idea. Well, okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm actually in a pretty good mood today, so I'm not actually sure what I'm going to talk to you straight about. Oh, I know. I had a butter tart earlier on today, and it had raisins in it. Raisins! What kind of self-respecting butter tart has... What the...
Excuse me, Tad. We've got breaking news. This is Whitley Quickman, here with a special report.
Is that what that was? Special report music? It sounds like a jingle for shoe orthotics, or life insurance, or adult diapers. Special report, Mike.
Yes, well, Tad, we have breaking news, and need to get to it. So, if you please...
Breaking news? The only thing that breaks around here is wind. Though, depending on who dealt it, it could mean a quarantine situation.
Tad, shh. Listeners, we've just received word that a train has crossed into the boundaries of Mutant County and is headed for the Ladyfinger Railway Station. This is the first train, plane, or automobile to have entered Mutant County since the nuclear meltdown and the subsequent, changes we've experienced.
A train? Oh, we're saved! Oh, Wiggly, I could kiss you! Hey, in fact, get over here, you big...
It's Whitley, and stop that. The train was first noticed at 3:15 p.m. heading north.
Holy Toledo! They're coming to rescue me! Hey, give me that report! It appears to be a passenger train that used to run from Clover County to Newport County to the south. Oh, Clover County. Remember when it used to be called that, Winfrey? And the only thing to get angry about was the potholes on Chicken Wing Lane and the fact that they wouldn't serve me anymore at the Mop and Bucket? Oh, man, those were the days.
Indeed, Tad. Anyway...
Hey!
Local residents have gathered at the Ladyfinger train station to greet the mystery train, and we've sent our roving correspondent, Ray Fizwit, to see what's going on. Ray, what's the situation like down there?
Thank you, Whitley. I'm down here at the railway station where quite a crowd has gathered, both regular folk and the, the differently mutated. Even Mayor Rika Mortis is here, shaking hands and slapping tentacles with local supporters. Everyone's clearly very excited at the prospect of newcomers to town. Next to me here is Miss Wilhelmina Spanker, who was one of the first citizens to see the train. Miss Spanker, why are you here?
Well, I saw the train from a distance early on, and now I want some peeps inside to see who they is, what they wants, when they's leaving, where they's come from, why's they're here, and sometimes how they got past the invisible dome.
And what do you imagine the newcomers are like, Miss Spanker?
Well, ever since I got this mutated extra leg, it's been real hard finding husband material. And Ladyfinger breeding stock's pretty low, you know why what. So, I's hoping them strangers are looking for some frisky business. I got me some legs up to here after all.
And all the way over to there as well. Miss Spanker, thank you. And now, Whitley, over on my right is local Reverend Ezekiel Popleston. Reverend Popleston, why have you come here to greet this mystery train?
Now, Ray, my boy. Ever since our fair county was graced with the opportunity to be sealed in with our neighbors, there has been a remarkable turn into the true Lord. Every week parishioners are flocking to my benches, and not just the winged, flying flocks of people, nor the wool-covered, bleeding flocks of people, but everyone else as well. Amen! Everyone together sings the praises of the Father, the unexpected clone, and the holy sentient puddle of glow in the green goo.
Yeah, truly wonderful, Reverend.
Indeed, Mr. Fizwit, indeed. I'm here today to make sure that these newcomers aren't here to plant the seeds of discord among our dedicated followers. In the words of St. Third Hand Jerome of the village of two towns over, 'tis better to have 15 fingers than none at all.
How very true and relevant to the situation, Reverend, I expect. Well, Whitley, the train is just coming to a stop here, and there appears to be only two passengers disembarking. The crowd is swarming in close to get a glimpse of them. I'm going to push in to ask...
Ray? Ray?
Hey, Ray, you pulled out your microphone, you stupid...
Well, folks, it seems we've lost the connection with Ray Fizwit, but we'll try to get him back. In the meantime, let's fill you in with the sports news of the day. Tad?
Sports? Wasn't that Offelbeck's job? Well, who cares about the Buckettown Muskrats or the Glowing Lake Hairless Cats at a time like this? The train's right outside the studio, and look out the window for the sentient puddle of green goo, God's sake!
Okay, no need for cursing now, Tad. But you're right. From my vantage point, here above the railway platform, the crowd seems to be dispersing. But I don't see the two passengers anywhere. They must have been removed to a nearby building.
Hello, Tad and Whit.
Ray!
I brought the new passengers here for an exclusive interview.
Look at those sweater vests. I've always said that squares are good for something. Or if I didn't say that, I'm saying it now. Now who the heck are these squares?
I'm Franz Hartley, boy detective. And this is my brother, Joe Hartley, boy detective. We're detectives. Well, come on in, lads. Thank you for sitting down with us for an interview here at WLFC. Now, what can you tell me about why you're here? We here at Ladyfinger don't get many visitors. What with the quarantine and all.
Well, first of all, what a reception. I wish we were greeted like this all the time. There was this woman with an extra leg who, do you know her? You think you could, reintroduce us?
I'm Whitley Quickman, Munich County's most trusted news anchor.
And anchors sink ships, am I right? Okay, that one was a stretch. Clone's sake, I'm just trying to make a good impression.
Now, what are you young detectives doing in Ladyfinger? Why, we're detectivating, Whitley. We're here to investigate a dastardly disappearance.
An abhorrent abduction, Whitley.
A despicable departure, Whitley. An enigmatic evaporation, you might say.
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. Right. You might say that.
Good wordplay.
I admire your wordplay, Mr. Quickman. Come to think of it, Whitley, how come we've never heard of you, if you're the most trusted anchor in Mutant County?
Yeah, and isn't this region called Clover County?
Oh, for the love of sentient goo, we're gonna need to do the whole backstory again.
Well, boys, some time ago, a nuclear reactor at the center of the county went into meltdown, and the fallout spread across the fields and towns nearby, triggering massive mutations. Why, that explains the tentacles and extra limbs and assorted other oddities on the people outside.
Of course, friends. I had noticed those as well, but I didn't want to stare. It also explains old Woodley's face over here, am I right? I have to stare at it every day.
Indeed. Now, this fallout, in conjunction with an alien invasion of the Zulian Empire and increased paranormal activity, seemed to quickly trigger a governmental lockdown of the county's borders with an invisible dome. And until your train arrived, nothing has come in or out for many years.
Nothing and no one? Well, nothing and no one beyond those freaky deeks that use the pan-dimensional gateway like a revolving door.
Joe, I bet that's why the man we're looking for couldn't meet our client, Newport reporter and television host In Your Business. Our missing man couldn't make it through the invisible barrier.
I bet you're right, Franz. But it does nothing to explain the mysterious sedans we saw back in Newport or the reports of them here.
Well, now, just a minute, boys. Who has been reporting Mutant County activities outside of Mutant County?
And who's that sorry sap that got stuck in here that you're looking for?
Well, without giving too much information away, we've been hired to find...
Whoa! This is a sound effect board! Why didn't nobody tell me about this? Awesome!
I believe you were saying who you were trying to find.
Right, Whitley. We've been hired to... We've been hired to find... I'm just messing with you. Go on.
Well, Tad, we've been hired to find Dandy Walton.
Wow, I was just pushing buttons here, but that was really appropriate because we know that guy, and he's dead.
Dead? I'm afraid so, Hardleys. Poor Dandy was the victim of a terrible light aircraft crash well over 10 episodes ago, which is about 3 months. My detecting bones are tingling, Joe. When was it that In Your Business said Dandy had sent him his last message?
Well, those detecting bones have never steered us wrong, friends. It was only last month.
Are you suggesting that Dandy is still alive? Why, that would be remarkable.
So Dandy's alive, eh? Well, what do you know? Well, good for him. And good for me, because that cheap bastard owes me drinks still.
Whitley, can you think of any reason why Dandy would go to the trouble of staging his own death?
Yes, and Tad, what information could he have uncovered? Could it have been something to do with the... black sedans? This thing is great! Sorry, I wasn't listening. Whoa, this one says breaking wind!
Tad, we're on the air.
We gotta try it. Look here it is. Oh, disappointing.
Boys, you mentioned black sedans. It just so happens that we at WLFC reported on suspicious black sedans a number of years ago. They were increasing in number and amassing at the nuclear facility just before the meltdown. I think we're onto something here, Joe. Whitley, are there any groups here in Mutant County who wouldn't want information about your nuclear meltdown getting out in the public sphere?
Or public cube, or public cone, or any other shape? As investigators, we're completely open-minded. Completely empty-minded, more like. You better go find the Brotherhood of Mutant. Of course, mutants unhappy with the second-class nature of their citizenry banded together in a paramilitary group and kidnapped... You didn't let me finish, you meathead. It's not a paramilitary group, it's a union. The Brotherhood of Mutant Plumbers Local 1335.
Why would they be involved, Mr. Tad?
Well, you know, unions. They gotta be up to something, right?
Now, Tad, surely you don't want to fling around accusations live on the air like that, I'm sure. The Brotherhood recently helped me with a rather sticky situation at home.
And it was more or less sticky when they left. What the?
Mayor Rika Mortis?
Why does no one knock anymore?
What an unexpected surprise. Hello, and welcome to the studio.
Brains!
Wow, what gullible strangers. But this is exactly why I've come, Whitley. Hearing our differently mutated kind degraded without a single representative to speak for them? Despicable, really.
I couldn't agree more, Rika. Let's set the record straight. Tell us, what's your take on the mysterious black sedans that were parading through Ladyfinger?
Clearly they belong to the government, likely a secret government agency, hoping to blend into the background.
Secret government agency? Do you have any proof of this, Mayor Mortis?
I can see you're the one with the biggest, juiciest brain. Which one are you?
Franz.
Well, Franz, why don't you go visit the old government facility on Candlewax Boulevard near Hot and Sour Lane and see for yourself?
Wait a minute, Mayor Morticia. That old building just got bought up. Hey, you're only telling them half the story.
She's telling them only half the story, Tad. And for all you listeners out there, here at WLFC, we don't jump to conclusions. WLFC, brought to you in part by the Brotherhood of Mutant Plumbers, ungumming up your works with only naturally secreted solvents.
Ugh, I can't take this anymore. I'm going outside and pretending I still smoke. We gotta check out this facility, Whitley. Thanks for having us on your show.
And thank you, Mayor Mortis, for the lead. Let us know if we can do anything for you.
Just keep that big brain of yours in good working order, Franz. In fact, why don't you stop by my office when you're finished with this case, while those neurons are still pulsing and firing?
We'll do that, Rika. Sure. Okay, let's go, Joe. Well, how eventful. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today for the 4 o'clock news. Thank you, Mayor Mortis, for...
Wiley!
Whitley. What's wrong, Tad?
Those two kids, the Hardleys, they were just shoved into the back of a black sedan. It just drove off with them in the back.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see who did it?
Yeah, it was...
Hold that thought, Tad. The station manager is insisting we wrap things up for today. That's all the time we have for the 4 o'clock news. For more on this huge news story currently in progress, tune in next time. This is Whitley Quickman signing off.
And I'm Tad Bilchner, but there's more.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.